89.3. Passengers push into trouble. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for city test.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Hamare gari agrandan abgar vazir hai.
Annyeonghaseyo, bangatsumnida.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
바리가야미도, 오래뿐인데.
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. What a wonderful Friday night. Today, our destination is Budapest, the capital of Hungary and the heart of the Danube. If you are interested in the beautiful sight and the historical atmosphere, Budapest is waiting for your arrival. In today's program, Carrie and Richard will introduce the various festivals and useful travel tips to you in Travel Express. If you want to go there, it may benefit you a lot. In first impression, Cyril, together with his friend, will show us an interesting interview. You will know how much other people know Budapest by this. Richard and Carrie are waiting for you in City Inside. The beautiful world and a vivid description will lead you to this mysterious city. Delicious food will never fail to display itself. Carrie and Cyril will introduce the most delicious food to you in Yummy Yummy. In Learn to Speak, Jenny and Echo will teach you some basic language of Hungarian. Also, Echo and Jenny have prepared wonderful books and movies into a gallery. Last one is the Follow Me section, A Magic Mirror, A Smart Boy, a mission concerning the fate of the country. What would happen? Just listen. Now, let's start our journey. It's time to take off. Come with us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, Travel Express, leading you to every interesting place. In some day, it may even be possible for you to make a trip by our suggestion, and we will never stop sharing the greatest tips to you.
It's a nice Friday again. I'm so delighted to meet you all. Just take a thirsty heart and follow our steps. There are so much surprise awaiting for you.
In this episode, we're going to talk an antique city in Hungary. Remember, where is it?
The artistic and romantic capital of Hungary, Budapest.
Right. There are several festivals can be a good advertisement for Hungary's local culture. Do you know the recent one which just passed away?
In March, there is a big festival in Budapest. Budapest Spring Music Festival.
Yes.
It's a huge event in local. We regarded it as the most famous and largest art festival and just one time in a year.
Many artists display their works in this platform, such as music, opera, dancing, movie, and other artworks.
The festival founded since 1981 and provide a large space for the artists worldwide. So cool.
So if you are the person who loves art, you will never feel down with it.
And that's mine.
Oh, and there is a festival during summer, also expressing some joyous atmosphere, lasting for 1 week usually, and has been listed in the World Heritage. Guess what?
The Carnival of Danube.
Bingo!
You know, this year is exactly the 20th of the festival. Artists like there because it sparks one's curiosity in different ways.
Yeah. In the festival, there are various concerts, dancing parties, and performances. People's age background could be negligible as you have a pure heart in art. You know, Richard, I really appreciate such activities. It's not just a show, but also expressing the ideas of art freely without embarrassment.
I understand your feeling. That's the main reason that Budapest is famous for. Cultural and art are the critical factors of the city. Why we benefit it as a harmonious place? Because of their soft power, very strong. Just the carnival can attract hundreds of thousands of locks.
Besides, I want to mention one more prestigious festival in autumn. Do you know the Budapest International Wine Festival?
Autumn is a season for harvesting. So, something related to the grape harvesting or wine making?
Smart boy!
Sure.
This is a question for everyone who wants to learn about the art of wine making. And there are some other activities like auctions, Paris, exhibition, fair, wine lovers gathered representing the Hungarian wine regions.
Wow, sounds so much interesting.
Obviously, yes.
The extra social activities are quite special. It seems that the city regards entertainment as an important part of their life.
Right. Budapest shows its grace in different aspects, but truly attractive.
Above the street festival, if the city has moved you in its way, we've also collected some tips for every pre-traveler.
Firstly, pay attention to their eating habits. Onion, tomato, and peppers are used in common dishes. They're more like strong taste food.
Secondly, you may concern about the currency exchange center. There are some people floating on the street may ask you whether you need exchange advice. Do not fall for them as black market. Transaction is illegal in local.
Lastly, for three emerging call number you have to take notice of: 107 for police office, 104 for ambulance, 105 for fire alarm.
So far, so much for today's Travel Express. I'm Richard.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Carrie. See you next Friday.
Bye.
Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to First Impression. I'm Cyril. Glad to see you again on Friday night. Though last week we spent a wonderful time in Iceland, many people think there are a lot of other interesting places we can explore. So today, we will lead you to travel in another beautiful city in Europe. That's Budapest. Budapest is the capital of Hungary. Last year, the movie Budapest Hotel made the city famous all over the world. And it has been a long-cherished dream to travel there one day and enjoy a night in the Budapest Hotel. So what are you waiting for? Come with us! Budapest is full of original European style. Perhaps it's not as fashion as Paris or as lively as Sicily, but I believe that you will fall in love with Budapest the moment you step on the land of it. You can hang around in the city, appreciate the classical buildings built 100 years ago. Pray for your true love in the Maya's church, handing your boyfriend or girlfriend's hand tidily. It doesn't matter if you are still single, maybe you will find your Mr. Right or Miss Right while touring in this romantic city, and then you can spend one night with him or her in the Budapest Hotel in memory of this unforgettable trip. Okay, all joking apart, now let's interview some friends and listen to their opinions about Budapest. Okay, hello everybody. Today our interviewees are...
We are Bananas!
Alright, oh, hello every Bananas.
Hey, it's Edward here!
Hi, Simon!
I'm Kitty!
I'm Lucy! This is Jeremy!
Okay, alright. Today I want to interview you some questions. So, have you ever heard of Budapest?
What is this? Can I eat this?
No, it's not kind of food, it's a man!
Really? I guess it's a name for women.
Oh no, no, I think it's an animal.
Really?
All right.
Ignorance. It's a place.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, you know that.
Really?
In fact, Budapest is the capital city of Hungary. And have you ever seen the movie The Budapest Hotel?
Oh yes. Yes, I know this. Yeah. I know this.
So can you tell us your first impressions of Budapest?
No.
The movie or the place?
The place.
No, I don't know.
Hello.
I've never heard of this country or city. Or city, I guess.
Oh, I know a lot about this place. First of all, it's a place. Second of all, it's probably a good place. And Number three, it's a place that I don't really know about.
Oh my god! So, have you ever heard of Budapest before?
No.
Oh, I know about the movie, but I don't know about this place.
Me too.
Okay. In fact, Budapest is a very beautiful city, and it has the most original European style. So, would you like to travel in Budapest if you got a chance?
If I got the money, yes.
Yes.
It is free, yes. Yes, I do, yes, I do.
Well, I do if you pay for me.
So, the last question is, if you got a chance, would you like to take your boyfriend or your girlfriend to spend a night in the Budapest hotel?
You know what, that's a really cruel question. Because it reminds me that I don't have a girlfriend, and I hate
first.
You for asking that
yes.
question.
Yes, first you have a girlfriend.
Boyfriend, I don't want a girlfriend.
If that's what it takes to have a girlfriend, then definitely I want to go there.
Yes, okay, so thank you very much.
Edward will be your boyfriend if you take him to Budapest Hotel.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, 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 it's so pity that few people knew Budapest. In fact, there are many interesting places, as well as beautiful sceneries in Budapest, except for the Budapest Hotel. But it's alright, after listening to the whole program, I believe that you will prepare for a trip in Budapest soon. Now, please move to the next section, sit inside, and Richard is waiting for you. See you next time, bye-bye!
Sit inside, travel with your ears, expose your soul to the splendors of the world. Hello, my dear audiences. Glad to meet you again in this beautiful, fantastic Friday. I'm Richard.
Hello, my dear friends. I'm Carrie. Glad to meet you too. We will always be here in every Friday to lead you a brand new world. Not only beautiful sights, but also significant historical and cultural knowledge is available here. So, let's begin our journey.
Today we are going to introduce a wonderful city to you as before, Budapest. Budapest is the capital of Hungary. Also, it is the commercial, political and transportation center of Hungary. It locates at both sides of Danube, the north center Hungary. To sum up, Budapest is an ancient city which enjoys a great reputation.
Actually, the great reputation of Budapest lies not only in one particular way, but in various aspects. Culture, beautiful sights, entertainment. When it comes to these things, Budapest always has a lot of things to display. That's why it has many meaningful nicknames like the Heart of Europe, the Pearl of Diamond, the Capital of Hot Spring, the Capital of Festival, and so on. And today we're going to know this wonderful city just through its interesting nickname.
First, let's talk about the Heart of Europe and the Pearl of Danube. Thanks its unique location, its famous and beautiful site are mostly lies on both sides of the Danube, which makes the site of Danube turn out to be the busiest and the most affluent places there. Among these famous and beautiful sites, the majority of them are full of art atmosphere, which is same as the other famous place in Europe.
Then, let's move to the other nickname, the capital of Hot Spring. The people in Budapest is fond of hot spring. There are more than 20 hot springs varies across the city, and the history of enjoying the hot springs dates back to the Roman times. And way people enjoy the hot springs, here is quite different from people from other places. When the people enjoy the hot springs in Budapest, they always wear swimming suits, and people are allowed to swim in the pool. Besides swimming, you can also play chess or cards while you are enjoying the hot springs. when you are hungry, you can go for some food. The shop is just near the pool, and after having enjoyed the hot springs, mist, massage and sauna are already waiting for you. What a nice way to relax.
The next nickname, the capital of festival. You may have already guessed the meaning of this name. There are a lot of festivals in Budapest. January, New Year's Day. March, 1948, Revolution Day. April, Easter Day Monday. May, International Labor Day. June, Whit Monday. August, St. Stephen's Day. October, 1956, Remembrance Day. And December, Christmas Day and Boxing Day. And besides these traditional festivals, there are also some unique and interesting festivals that you can only find there. For example, from March to April, there is a spring festival. Baska Festival is hosted in June. August has Eurowoodstock. And Autumn Art Festival is from September to October. Whenever you go there, you may encounter some wonderful festivals that will be beyond your imagination.
Budapest also has another name, like the Paris of East Europe, the capital of freedom. Behind every name is a splendid world that is waiting for you to explore. But one thing is for sure that Budapest is an extremely fantastic city that has drawn a lot of sights from people, for its culture, its beauty, its style, and everything it has. From the nickname, we just explored the tip of the iceberg. The beauty beyond the name is waiting for you to arrival. Okay, it is today's City Insight. Let's move on to the next session. See you next Friday.
Bye.
Food is tasted that can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello, everybody. I'm Carrie.
Hello, I'm Cyril. Welcome to today's Yummy Yummy. Let's gather to search for special food of Budapest, Hungary.
About food, fish and duck occupy the important position in the Hungary food. Roast pork is kind of beautiful enjoyment. Mainly from Hungary mountain in the northeast, deer, white boar and pheasant, and so on a variety of cooking methods.
For many people, the Hungarian food are sausage, foie gras. One of the most famous food is gulai. Hungary is also famous for the production of foie gras all over the world. Almost all restaurants provide dishes processed with foie gras.
At the end of the 19th century, Vienna and Budapest from the cafe culture in the early 20th century. The famous New York cafe has 100-year history. Many writers, poets, journalists like collaborations in the cafe, decline gradually in the cafe under communist rule. Many were nationalist, instead its uses are ignored. After the Communist Party, during the reign of many traditional deep draw coffee opened again.
Budapest, in the 1930s to the peace trust during the World War II period, gradually opened up the Rhone Esper Cologne line type of coffee, a coffee interior decoration to many fashionable and conscious style, but with characteristic of the cafe. It has been under the shape over time and lost atmosphere in the past and has already been closed, slowly become a thing of the past.
Budapest is wine and coffee. Buda to produce wine, peace coffee. Speaking of wine, in Hungary it's one of the most famous. It's known as the king of wine, Topkapi. Mr. Su has the sweet, usually as the pre-dinner dessert wine. Located in the northeast of Budakovi Brewery, is considered to be one of the finest wine regions in the world. Good natural ecological conditions here, since the middle of the 16th century, became the world's most eminent sweet white wine. Shoe covering gin has Coffee City reputation. His coffee shops are countless street. Here is one of the most famous coffee, New York coffee. Its rich elegance attracts countless people in the society.
The restaurants are usually on the menu in English and German. International and Hungary culinary dishes have standards. Although big restaurants are commonly accepted, but you should ask before dinner. Another restaurant will be the price on the menu. You can be clear at a glass to let it the meal price.
Here is not only modern food and wine are too numerous to list, but there are a lot of food here in Britain, Ireland, Belgium, style bars, and smoking sodas in Hungary bar. Drinking here is as a very serious matter in the nightclubs, but let a person feel the most comfortable place may its coffee house. When the weather is good, can be seen everywhere in the city outdoor coffee, especially in the pedestrian streets Ready Oxa and the Little Forester on both sides. In terms of coffee, Paris helps us to create an atmosphere of a kind of white Western-style salon. Foreign nationals seem to like it here. You can be in Shoreza, soft rich food, tobacco, hawk. Here is a natural place. Eclectic coffee attracts variety, the percussion of the younger generation.
If you enjoy wine at the same time, also want to on the Danube River on a boat, then Spoon is one of the most elegant places. Numbers was almost in the next door. The style is more practical, more like a bar.
Dear audience, it's time to say goodbye now. If you are 42, why not try them by yourself?
That's all for today's Yum Yummy. See you next Friday.
See you. Travel around the world. Good evening, my dear friends. I'm Jenny. Welcome to today's Learn to Speak. After all the sections above, have you got enough basic knowledge about Budapest? Next, we're going to go deep inside its culture to learn something about its language, Hungarian. Well, in Hungarian, the language itself is called Magyar. What a great Hungarian plane! I can't wait for a horseback riding. Come on, Miss Page, let's just go. Call me Jenny, and since this is your first time to ride a horse, always remember to be as careful as you can. Hold on to the halter and slowly take a step. Wow, wow, easy. Don't pull her here. She'll get annoyed. Okay. It's a little bit difficult because the horse just can't follow my will. Oh no, help, help! Help me, Miss Dart! Miss Page, Jenny! Oh, Jesus! Hold on, Miss Johansson, I'm coming to you!
Calm down, Gurcia. This lady means no harm to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I just barely escaped my life.
See, Vashon. Actually, not that serious. But anyway, be careful, my lady, and be gentle to Sia.
So, its name is Sia. It's your horse?
She, please, Vislat.
Pardon? Wait, please, wait. Are you all right, Miss Johansson?
I'm all right, but who's that man? He saved me and just left something difficult to understand, going off.
Well, that's the owner of this medal, and he's a Hungarian. Maybe he has said some Magyar to you.
Magyar? You mean the Hungarian language?
Absolutely. No wonder it's hard for you to figure out. I'm thinking that since I'm your guide these days, it's my duty to teach you some basic words of Hungarian so that you won't be in the dark when talking to the local.
Wow, that's cool. Please teach me something.
So, could you remember what he said to you?
It's something like, Szívesen vip vip.
Well, that must be Szívesen, means my pleasure. and Vislet means see you. These two words are frequently used. Sivashin,
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 Sivashin.
Vislet,
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 Vislet.
And there's a more formal way for see you, which is Visont Latashra.
Visont Latashra.
Visont Latashra.
Visont Latashra.
Okay, get it. Yo Napot means hello.
Yo Napot.
Yo Napot.
Yo Napot.
And Hodgevodge means how are you?
Hodgevodge.
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 And if you're in a good state, you can answer Yolvajok.
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 Means I'm fine. Yolvajok.
Yolvajok.
If it's your first time to meet someone, you can say Erluk Hodgemagish Merhaben.
Erluk Hodgemagish Hodgemagish
Merhaben.
Merhaben.
Erluk.
Erluk
Hodgemagish.
Hodgemagish
Merhaben.
Merhaben.
Erluk Hodgemagish Merhaben.
Erluk Hodgemagish Merhaben.
And in response, you can answer Enish Erluk Hodgemagish Merhaben. Anish,
Anish,
Erluk,
Erluk,
Hodgemagish Merhaben,
Hodgemagish Merhaben,
Anish, Erluk, Hodgemagish Merhaben. And to ask someone's name in a polite way, you can say Hodgehibiak,
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 means may I have your name? And if you're asked that way, you should answer my name is, which is Onevem,
Onevem.
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 Well, let's move on. If you want to express gratitude, you should say thank you very much, which is 너줘 세팬 커서는 너줘
너줘
세팬
세팬
커서는
커서는
너줘 세팬 커서는
너줘 세팬 커서는
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 너줘 세팬 커서는
너줘 세팬 커서는.
And in a more casual way, cozy is okay.
Cozy.
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 Right? And if you feel that you've done something wrong, you should say, I'm sorry, which is szörnyelem in Hungarian.
Szörnyelem.
Suppose that you need to pay the bill in a restaurant, you may say, check please, which is összemlet legyen in Hungarian. Összemlet.
Összemlet.
Legyen szíves.
Legyen szíves.
Összemlet. Legyen szíves.
Összemlet. Legyen szíves.
Összemlet. Legyen szíves.
Összemlet. Legyen szíves.
To ask how much, you can say mennyibe kerül.
Mennyibe kerül.
Mennyibe kerül.
Mennyibe kerül. Well, that's really useful. You are the best guide in the world.
Next time you go to Budapest, don't be as pert as Mr. Hansen. That's all for today's Hungarian course. The same time next Friday, be there or be square.
My dear friends, you are now listening to Togethering. I'm Echo.
And I'm Jenny. Glad to meet you guys again in front of the radio.
Jenny, guess what movie I saw yesterday?
Kingsman?
No.
Cinderella?
No.
Come on, tell me.
It was The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Really? I want to see that movie too. I heard that it was nominated for 9 awards in the 87th Oscar Academy Awards ceremony.
Yeah, it is really an amazing film, from makeup, costumes, to music, and costs. You can find surprises everywhere and every time.
Then I must list as one of my must-see films.
Totally agree. By the way, since the name of the film is The Grand Budapest Hotel, do you know anything about the city?
In my mind, Budapest is a city of art and romance. Most Hungarian cultural movements first emerged in the city. And Budapest is also an important center for music, film, theater, dance, and visual art.
Exactly. Follow us into the art galleries of Budapest.
As we all know, Budapest is packed with considerable museums and galleries, and there are plenty of temporary exhibitions in the most unlikely of settings, particularly in summer. The city glories in 223 museums and galleries, which present several memories, not only the Hungarian historical, arts and science ones, but also the memories of universal and European culture and science. Here are the greatest examples among them: the Hungarian National Museum, the Hungarian National Gallery, the Museum of Fine Arts, where you can see the pictures of Hungarian painters like Viktor Vasarely, and a great collection about worldwide art before or after the 19th century. You won't miss them.
As for operas and theaters, there are also a lot to say. In Budapest, there are 40 theaters, 7 concert halls, and an opera house. Considering its small size, it is indeed a great many. Outdoor festivals, concerts, and lectures enrich the cultural offer of summer, which are often held in historical buildings. For example, the Budapest Opera Ball is an annual Hungarian society event. It takes place in the building of the Budapest Opera on the last Saturday of the carnival season, usually late February.
Do you want to experience a fashion adventure in Paris? You'll definitely have a compelling, wonderful week here in Budapest. It is home to a fashion week twice a year, where the city's fashion designers and houses present their collections and provide a meeting place for the fashion industry representatives. Budapest Fashion Week is additionally a place for designers from other countries to present their collections in Budapest. Fashion brands like Zara, H&M, Mango, Esprit, and all retail fashion brands is common across the city's shopping malls. Major luxury fashion brands such as Roberto Cavalli, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, Prada, and Hugo Boss can be found among the city's most prestigious shopping streets in its main upscale fashion district. No wonder it's nicknamed as the Paris of the East.
In today's movie section, we will arguably recommend the Grand Budapest Hotel. It was filmed in Germany and set in the fictional Republic of Zurbrücken, which is in the Alpine Mountains of Hungary. The story begins in 1932 during the hotel's glory days when the young Zero was a lobby boy. Zurbrücken is on the verge of war, but this is of little concern to Sir Gustav, the Grand Budapest devoted concierge. He counts a series of aging women who flock to the hotel to enjoy his exceptional service. One of the ladies is Madame D. After her sudden death, she has bequeathed to Gustav a very valuable painting. With the help of Zero, Gustav steals the painting and returns to the Grand Budapest. Shortly after, Gustav is arrested and imprisoned for the murder of Madame D. He then teams up with Zero to prove his innocence. Have they succeeded, and who murders Madame D? That's for you to discover. This is all for today's two gallery. I'm Echo.
And I'm Jenny.
See you next time.
See you.
Nice to see you again, my dear audience. I'm your friend Cherry. So happy to share a story happened in Budapest, which is such a breathtaking city and world, both peaceful and marvelous. In today's program, we will see how a magical mirror saved a country. 300 years ago, Budapest was a city suffered from a lot of wars. Almost every day there was gunfire attacked the city, making it on the verge of collapse. Sam was in a fisherman's castle to prevent himself from gunfire, when suddenly a strange mirror caught his eyes. It was on the corner of the wall. The moment he looked at the wall, he got astonished.
Wow, am I dreaming? No, that mustn't be true. How could it be possible that there's an eye in the middle of the mirror?
Young man, you are not dreaming. A magic mirror. Now please take me off the wall. There's something important I want to tell you.
Can I?
Sam picked the mirror off the wall in a panic.
What do you want me to do? I am now at a sea.
Ha ha, don't be so frightened. And a magic mirror. My mission is to help the king govern the country. The knight who was ordered to send me to the king was killed by enemies. So could you please send me to the king? I can help the king.
But how can I manage to do this? I'm only an ordinary person. I want to be permitted to the palace.
Come on, use courage and wisdom. The situation was so urgent, I can't stay here and wait a more capable person to do this thing. You don't want this country to be ruined by enemies, do you?
Of course I don't. Okay, I will try my best.
Sam thought very hard the whole night. The next day, he whisked into a big carriage secretly, which was used to send vegetables to the palace, and he shoved himself in a pile of raw materials.
What is it?
When the carriage was about to enter the palace, the guard stopped it. Sam held his breath and curled up his body as tightly as possible.
Let me check it before you enter.
The guard carefully checked things in the carriage. And when he was about to lift vegetables on Sam, another carriage passed by. The guard stopped to salute the minister in it. After that, he didn't bother himself to check the corner of the carriage.
It's all right, you can enter.
Oh, thank the goddess.
The moment the carriage entered the palace, Sam looked for every possible chance to get out of the carriage. When a wagoner went to arrange it, Sam got out of the carriage quickly.
Mirror, mirror, help me. How can I find a way to make you meet the king?
Sam, you can dress as a servant and find a chance to approach the king.
Okay, I will try my best. Who are you? Why are you here? I'm here to accomplish my mission. Look, what's that? I'm sorry, but I have no choice.
The servant was knocked out, and Sam dragged him into a corner and pulled on his clothes.
Sam, good for you. Now my chance to meet King as quickly as possible.
Okay, I will pretend to be a servant. I think the best way is to walk in the kitchen and try hard to get the opportunity to send food to the king's dining room.
Be careful and don't make other people know.
Yes, Mira.
Sam dived into the imperial kitchen.
Hey, guy. Are you new here? I haven't seen you before.
Yeah, I'm appointed to work in the imperial kitchen today.
So, be careful about your behavior. Any little mistake can condemn to prison.
Thanks for your reminder. I will behave myself.
I heard that there will be an important meeting today. Be sure to do as you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir. When will the banquet start?
In 2 hours.
Can I serve for the king during the banquet?
The servant looked at Sam suspiciously.
I mean, I have been dreaming about having a chance to see the noble king. I was so excited just now. I apologize for my words if it offended you.
It's okay, but do remember, you are now in the palace. Don't say such stupid words anymore. How dare you want to serve a king since you are new here? Just prepare in the kitchen.
It's time for the banquet. Servants are busy taking food to the dining room when suddenly Frank found a servant was missing.
Damn. Where's Jackie? He has to prepare for the wine. Now the banquet is about to start. Oh, later, he shows up, I must punish him without sympathy.
Sir, I wonder if I could do some favor since the situation is very urgent. I am an experienced servant. I promise you, I will serve the king and the other guests well.
Is that you? Follow me.
Sam followed the man into the dining room.
Sam, may chance to enable me meeting the king, please.
I think I have to wait until the banquet is over, because there seems to be any guests from other countries. So I'd better let you see the king when he gets arrested in his room.
Sam was passing the wine glass to the king when Jackie, the servant who was knocked out by Sam, rushed into the dining hall and shouted aloud.
Catch him! He's an assassin! No, I'm not. Your Majesty, I'm here to accomplish my mission. I can't tell my attempt just now. Catch him!
The Imperial Boy Guard tied Sam's arms, and suddenly the magical mirror slipped out of Sam's pocket.
Magical mirror, I'm sorry.
Your Majesty, I'm here to help you revive Budapest. Please leave me and take me to your room.
The king looked at the mirror and picked it up in a minute. He had met the mirror in his dreams many times. The king took the mirror away. Other people didn't know what the mirror had said to the king. But 3 months later, after a week's storm, Budapest was in peace again. I wonder what the mirror had said to the king, bringing Budapest back to peace. That's so amazing. I think you have the same question then imagine by yourself. Maybe it's just what you guess. It's time to say goodbye. Thanks for your listening. See you next time.
We climbed the highest mountains.
We explored into the deep forest.
We came through ancient cities.
We rode across the ocean.
We are here, always ready to go.
We are on the way. Our journey will never end.
Now we are boarding. Come with us.
Okay, that's all for today's program. Here are our three. Producer, Chen Yuqian. Anchor, Yang Zhelin, Liu Meixin, Zhao Shulin. Reporter, Li Yang, Han Yixuan, Han Xili, Wu Xige, Chen Jingying, Wu Jingye, Kang Kaili. Thank you for listening. See you next time in City Temple.